from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Time to break down the tape. Big Bad Film Study with Ken McCusick. Your home for the most Ravens coverage. 105.7 The Fan.
8:01 in the AM, and he's here. Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Good morning, sir.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing well. Eddie Jackson, I got a feeling that this is not just for depth. I'm starting to get the feeling that the Ravens are going to use a lot of safeties in packages at one time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'll be a lot like 2023. They want to maintain Hamilton's versatility to come up and play that slot corner position in big nickel and provide that incredible horizontal defense he does for the strong side of the football field. So Eddie Jackson gives them that option, and I think that they were really short on workable options before that. And then just yesterday they added to the solution by getting Daryl Worley re-signed. So very excited about that. And they now have 4 safeties, I think, who all of them can play the back end. That's very nice. And 3 that are not named Hamilton to maintain the maximum flexibility.
I think it's a huge get for them, getting Jackson. Because now he's not going to be a backup. He's going to do, as you said, they're going to have these heavy, 3 high looks and things like that. They also pick up Derrick Henry. I think they've done really well in this offseason. I don't know why people are so down on this team, right? I just don't quite get it. I thought they made them so stronger with this move.
You should be right for the right reasons on that. If you're down because of the offensive line, you got
okay,
maybe
yeah,
reasons.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Yeah.
You can't lose 3 out of 5 people. Yeah.
Well, so let me get your thoughts on the offensive line here. And most importantly, I you don't need to tell me about Ronnie Brown and Tyler. What are you seeing at the other 3 spots?
So a left guard, I think Andrew Vorhees might end up being the starter. I presumed that all along. So he's a guy who had all the strength necessary. The Ravens are highly incented for him to win the job. The reason being that they have him for 4 years after an NFI designation last year. So very positive. If he can win the job as a first-year player, not a rookie anymore, they have him for 4 years. So I hope he does that. At right guard, I don't know that the Ravens are really set there yet. We've seen different people. I can't really get into that. But Ben Cleveland is a guy I think will end up with the job, if I had to guess. And he's a fairly known commodity at this point. For whatever reason, they held off from having him at left guard, possibly because they think he's a better fit for right guard. So that's the case there. And right tackle, Rosengarten should have the job at some point this year, because they really need to see whether or not he's the answer at left tackle in 2025. So we'll see.
Ken McCusick joins us, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. All right, Ken. Everybody wants to know, how does Rashad Bateman look out there?
You know, he's looks very physically fit. We've seen some of the practice videos from the offseason and whatnot. I think he's running good routes. We haven't seen Rashad Bateman, the receiver, too much these first 2 days. He did have one nice catch underneath Brandon Stevens on a very poorly thrown ball, but that's been kind of the common thread of these first 2 days of practice. Is Lamar's been absent, and the ball's been like it's come out of a shotgun instead of a rifle or a something more accurate. Mm-hmm. And what very awful looking throws, and he's made the best of it, I think. Still looks like he's got good route running skills and whatnot. So I'm positive. We'll see where it goes.
What's up with Lamar right now? I mean, he's saying he's sick again. He seems like he gets sick a lot more than he's injured. I'm just curious. He gets, you know, he's had COVID like more than Joe. And like he's been sick a lot. Like, what's up with him right now?
I don't honestly know. The Harbaugh's been fairly non-communicative about it. So they keep asking him, is he going to be good tomorrow? Was he close today? And he doesn't know.
No answer. Yeah. Yeah. I just find it curious because it's unusual somebody who's not injured but ill. You know, and it seems like it just happens a lot to him.
Yeah, you were, you know, just looking at some of the notes here and talking about the offensive woes that you saw there. I noticed you talked about Voorhees, but he had to run a lap for a false start. What are you seeing from the offense? And I know it's kind of hard to tell because of some of the injuries, but going to be intriguing once everybody is healthy.
Yeah, they've taken a very punitive approach on false start penalties. You have to run a lap on the field, so you see it happening. Josh Jones, the very first day, comes to town with a big penalty problem. Of course, he runs two laps the first day. He's the only guy to do any of those. But yeah, around the field, I'd say that the quarterback play has dominated what's gone wrong with the offense these first few days. Josh Johnson's had most of the snaps. There's some of them gone to Devin Leary, the sixth round pick, and some to Emory Jones, who's the third quarterback, or the fourth quarterback, actually. So, you know, it's not a great group of quarterbacks who are doing this. And the other thing is, the defensive line is playing hard. And so they're actually generating a lot of pressure early in camp, which we don't always often see before the pads come on. So it's been exciting.
Kim McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. You brought up the defensive line. Part of that is pass rush. What are your expectations about the pass rush this year, namely speaking, guys like Adafi Owe and David Ajabo?
First of all, I think Owe will be fantastic. Extremely bullish on Adafi.
Really?
Yes. A terrific pressure guy. He was a huge part of the 60-sack season last year. But he owes Clowney as much as Madubuike owes Clowney. Okay, so sorry. I'm not saying that correctly. Owe and Clowney both contributed to Madubuike's enormous year. That's a better way to put that. They both got a lot of pressures. They have what I call a good pyramid of pressures. You want to see a non-vertical pyramid. You want to see one with a wide base, lots of pressures that are supported, support a good number of quarterback hits and sacks that are at the top of that. Madubuike was the opposite. He was an incredible finisher who doesn't have as wide a base as you would expect for his number of sacks. So, he's not going to be the problem. Now, Ajabo has not really been back for much yet. You're asking me about the pass rush. Ajabo was back on the field on the first day at the end of practice, and he was back on the second day as well. That's much earlier than expected. Owe was at the podium yesterday. He thinks Ajabo is going to be great this year, which is nice when you hear it from another player that they think you're well. He spent some time with him during the offseason. So I'm optimistic on that as well.
You heard Roquan talk about how defense is going to be better than last year despite the losses. You talked about them being suffocating and looking really good. How do you feel about overall the defense?
It won't be as good.
last year was amazing.
They had an amazing year. They had 60 sacks. They led the league in turnovers. I mean, they do have a ton of defensive playmakers. That's nice, but they have a lot of chances to get worse, starting with the loss of Clowney. Is just very significant. They need a player to really step up, like an Ajabo, for instance, to really make a big step. Travis Jones would be another one who could take a big step forward. But they don't have a lot of those guys. They have a lot of veteran players now who probably won't. I guess another guy would be Nate Wiggins.
Yeah.
Nate Wiggins could have a big year.
Well, I want to go back to the offense again. Personnel that we might see, and I know this isn't necessarily in your notes, but like everybody wants to see both tight ends out there. Are we going to see a lot of 12 and 22 personnel, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's been one of the concerns that's been mentioned is that 12 personnel doesn't fit as well with the Lamar Henry mesh and all of the chaos you can create with that. Now, here's the reason. 12 personnel, extra tight end on the field, usually your slot receiver, and then an inline tight end are the two tight ends in that 12 personnel package. And that encourages the defense to compress around there.
So you'd rather have a blocking tight end there like Charlie Kohler or somebody else, or
flex run out of just 11 with no tight end in line? There are some things. I'm not saying I would rather do that. I'm just saying they will use the 12 personnel judiciously. They used it, I think, 12-13% of the time last year. So it wasn't an every down thing, even though they had a great set of tight ends then. I think it's actually going to be kind of difficult for Monken to get the kind of snap share for those players that they want. You have four guys competing: Ricard, Kolar, Likely, and Andrews. They all want more snaps than they're going to get.
Do you think, sorry, Rob, they could split one of the tight ends out wide as a wide receiver and play him that way if they want to get him on the field?
Yeah, they'll do that on basically 100% of 12 personnel snaps. They'll split somebody wide. That's not 100. They'll have two inline tight ends occasionally. But that is the most common use of 12 is they split one guy into the slot, likely, or Andrews. Kolar and Ricard are more likely to be an inline guy.
Yeah.
There you go. Kim McCusick, tell folks about FilmStudyBaltimore.com.
Thanks, Rob. FilmStudyBaltimore.com is out there for camp notes every day. Look for it on your podcast platform, Film Study Baltimore Ravens Talk.
We give up shovels at 8:30. Don't go anywhere. But on the other side, when it comes to quarterbacks, it doesn't get any cheaper. And Green Bay may find that out real soon. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
This is just part of it. Not unexpected. And, you know, we'll work to get it done. And you know, hopefully he won't miss too much time because it is... You know, we got a lot of work to do. You know, we think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that. So him being out there is important for us.
Brian Gutekunst, he's the Packers general manager, talking about his quarterback, Jordan Love. Jordan Love will not practice at training camp while he looks for a new deal. We're hearing from Adam Schefter that there's a chance he could become the highest paid quarterback in the league by the end of the week.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, actually. We talk about, you know, it's being a business and the cost of doing business. This is the best. This may be the best example I've ever seen of the cost of doing business in football. How is this possible that he's going to be highest paid quarterback in the NFL?
Joe Burrow and Jared Goff both make more than Patrick Mahomes. Burrow makes $55 million, Goff $53 million, and right under him, Patrick Mahomes, is Justin Herbert. And I use those three guys. As Joe Burrow, he deserves to be up there, but none of them over Patrick Mahomes, and definitely not Goff or Herbert. They should be above a lot of people.
Yeah, but you know what the deal is. I mean, it's next man up. Whoever the next guy to get the contract is going to get more than the other one, because if you're not willing to give it to him, some starved team for a quarterback will give it to him. And we all thought, I don't want to say we all, but I think a mass majority watching Jordan Love against the Chiefs the first time he played, you're going, oh my God, that's the guy they drafted? Mm-hmm. This is what it's going to be? And then if you watched him, I'd say around week 7 last year, mm-hmm. I mean, think about his wide receiving core from Watson to Wicks to Romeo Dobbs Jaden.
That's who Aaron Rodgers didn't want.
Yeah.
It's who Aaron Rodgers was crying about.
Yeah, those four receivers. He's got four legitimate weapons. And if Christian Watson's hamstrings don't explode, he's a guy that could, I mean, he could lead the league in touchdowns, honestly.
He completed 64% of his passes, passer rating of 96.1, Ed. And that's with, as Jeremy said, that's with a slow start. He had 4,100 yards passing, 32 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions. The kid is the real deal.
100%.
And no, I love
not
doing.
That he's not.
You just talk about the money.
Okay, he's the real deal. Where does he rank in the the quarterbacks in the NFL?
Doesn't matter.
It does if he's going to be the highest paid.
No, it doesn't because the next Jared Goff is going to be more.
Thank
paid
you.
Than him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he's not one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
No, so who?
But he's going to be the top paid quarterback in the league.
Yeah, it's just the
cost of doing business.
Yeah, like the stuff with Kirk Cousins when he was the highest paid guy in the league. Like, I think all this sucks, but again...
Deshaun Watson was the highest in the league.
Yeah. What I love about Jordan Love, and you know what he's doing, it's not a hold out, it's a hold in. He's saying, I want to be here. Just get me the money, like, pay me accordingly.
I'm here, I'm just not getting on the field.
Yeah, and then, a guy that I work with is a big-time Packers fan was like, you had a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you drafted a guy in the first round to replace him. He doesn't start for a couple years. He shows you he's worth it, and you're not going to pay him? Give him the money. Like, he's going to get paid. I know there's a negotiation thing going on, but I love the fact that I think fans are getting smarter now, and they're realizing, like, this is the leverage the players have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the teams have so much leverage on them once that contract's signed. When you're coming up as a free agent, that's when you have the leverage.
Especially in the NFL, guys, when you hear this guy signed for that amount and he never sees all of that money, I think that's almost criminal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, it's guaranteed money. If I sign for it, it should all be guaranteed. So, if I sign for 5 years and you hold me to that contract, I got to stay 5 years. But you can get rid of me after three and not pay me this and that. I think the whole thing is criminal, to be honest with you.
It's the, I don't want to say it's the only sport. It's definitely one of the top sports that should have guaranteed money. It makes more money than any other sport here in the U.S. How do they not have guaranteed contracts throughout for these players? It's just absurd. So think if you're Jordan Love and you go out there and you have an Alex Smith-type injury this year and you didn't hold out. You ain't getting paid. Not what you thought. No, so that's why
No, I don't. Listen, I'm not hating on him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I just find it amusing or interesting,
like,
just better way, that he's getting so much money with the salary cap sport. Like, this isn't baseball. Yeah. So he take up such a huge chunk of his salary cap. He's not one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's good.
It's like paying more money for a Hyundai Sonata instead of a Mercedes, right?
Yes,
like,
I mean, yes.
That's to your point. And again, I don't know what Jordan Love is going to be, but what I saw last year, don't forget, he went in the playoffs, went to Dallas and won. They didn't embarrass themselves against the San Francisco 49ers.
They didn't.
I think they may have a guy that's going to be pretty good.
I think they got a guy. I love Love.
I love it.
I think they have a dude, man. I like the kid. I think and the way business is going today, pay the man. Pay the man. Or get somebody else. What do you want to do?
By the way, I talking to a really good handicapper last year, just to give people an idea of what they should expect this year, he said scoring across the league was down last year. And
yeah, it was. We talked about that a lot last year.
And he said the metrics for the defenses that are coming out now, he thinks that there's going to be one of the highest scoring years in football history. And in talking about the Miami Dolphins especially, because I don't know how many people realize this. You know, Tua was second in the MVP voting last year.
Yeah.
And with the weapons.
Isn't he the only one who got another first place vote?
Yeah. So, like, when you think of, go look at his numbers and what he put up last year. But again, that's another guy. One more concussion and what happens, you know? So,
yeah.
But all these guys, they're all going to eventually get paid, and the next man up wants to make either more money yearly, more money over the whole haul, more money in the guaranteed money.
I want the guarantee.
That's the one that makes the most sense.
Yeah, give me the guarantee. Ed, going back to your point, I suggested this a while ago, and I think it kind of came up as something that they were going to float out there. Do you think it'll ever get to the point where the NFL will use the quarterback salary separate from the regular?
Yes, I think absolutely
salary cap.
They're gonna have to do something like this. Yeah,
kind of use it like the Bird exception.
I was gonna say it's gotta be like the NBA because it's ridiculous now. I mean, you have one player, and the rosters are so much bigger in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about, you know, the base is 100 guys on the team. It's not just the 53 man roster. You got a practice squad. It's a huge expense. This isn't like the NBA. We get, you know, 12, 15 players. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is crazy. So I mean, one guy takes up like 25% of your cap. Come on.
That's why it's imperative when you have a rookie quarterback that can play
49ers,
that you build appropriately around him to get to the Super Bowl and win it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best year that the Ravens had was last year.
When they had to pay Brock Purdy, going to be a problem.
I mean, do you guys think Brock Purdy's worth it?
Doesn't matter. Like, we just talked about Jordan Love.
No. I mean giving a long-term deal to and paying him like some of these other
guys. I think he's the real deal? I think Jordan Love's the real deal. Do I think Brock Purdy's the real deal?
Yep.
No, I don't.
I'm still, like, it's weird. I've seen enough of him, and I still want to see more because I don't.
Yeah.
He passes the eye test in a lot of games, but he's also surrounded by a lot of talent.
Yep.
So I think he's put in the best possible situation that if he did go somewhere else, I'd be, you know, buyer beware there if he doesn't end up with the 49ers because I think he's in a perfect spot.
Yeah. He's in a, yeah. And you know mm-hmm. what? I don't want to call him a system quarterback because he's in a system. Like, everybody can't do what he does in that system.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's more what's around him than him.
And look, I'm not trying to think
because he's not. How many quarterbacks before him?
Yeah, you had
were successful.
The cat that they, well, first off, I mean, you can go all the way back to when they thought Jimmy G was going to be the answer, and he's getting guys killed out there. And then they went to their first round pick that was a total bust. And then you go to the last pick in the draft, and this guy is your freaking savior,
Trey Lance.
Yeah,
I mean, who might be the quarterback in Dallas next year?
It might be. If they don't want to pay Dak.
Really?
Again.
Yeah, they're trying to pay Dak, what, $60 million? They're trying to give it to him.
So CeeDee Lamb got like 180-some targets last year, 190 targets. They have no running game in Dallas. It's Ezekiel Elliott and Deuce Vaughn. I like Deuce Vaughn.
And the fact that Ezekiel Elliott is in the list is a problem.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's hit that wall. He hit it sooner than a lot of the other guys, and I was Ezekiel Elliott truther. He's 2 yards in a cloud of dust now.
2 yards?
Yep. Well, first down, because they're not playing up close in there.
This thing is dust. That's it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Mike Bordick joins us at 8:45, talking some Orioles baseball as they get ready for the Miami Marlins. Jeremy, what do you think about the Marlins?
Doo-doo.
But on the other side, give me those shovels.
Well, I've got a goodie for you today. I'm giving it to Max Boot. Bet you don't know who he is, but this is a gem. This is karma at its most delicious.
I can't wait.
Delicious karma.
Seriously, this is a goodie.
I think it's caramel that's delicious.
No, Max Boot gets the boot.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter. At BBMS 105.7 The Fan, shovels next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We,
the biggest idiots, deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 105.7 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
Max Boot. Now, if you don't know who Max Boot is, I'm not surprised. Max Boot, a columnist for the Washington Post, he's a never-Trumper, hates Trump, accused him of being a foreign agent, and always was going after him. He claims he's the only conservative writer at the Post, but he's chief correspondent for the Times, MSNBC analyst, whatever. Born in Russia, by the way. He's a Russian by birth, but, an American now. However, his wife, Sumi Terry, Korean woman, former CIA analyst, just got locked up as a spy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wow. So the man who was accusing Trump of being a foreign agent forever was married to one. I just find that absolutely delicious. Like, you got to be kidding me. Did you see her in the news recently? You must have seen it.
Maybe I'd have to see her
face. It was
face.
Big news. Okay. Very attractive Korean woman. Really pretty. She was working. I didn't quite get it. I think she worked with South Korea, though. But either way, she's locked up for espionage after her husband was accusing Trump of being a spy.
Jeremy gone.
Comes back to bite you. My shovel goes to the Braves. And I mean this with all sincerity. They've had so many effing injuries this year. Ronald Acuna Jr., Spencer Strider. You're looking at Michael Harris Jr. Ronald Acuna Jr. You're looking at Ozzie Albies. I mean, they've had... Matt Olson can't hit his way out of a wet paper bag right now. They've had so many problems. So what do? They get their former player, Whit Merrifield. Remember when he was on the Braves, Rob?
Yes.
No. And what does Whit Merrifield do in his first hour with the Braves?
In practice.
Yeah. Fielding a ground ball in his throwing hand, he ends up messing up his finger. Now, he sustained a hand injury, which they're saying they haven't said if anything was broken yet, if he's going to miss extended period of time. I didn't see anything new that's come out yet.
It was negative.
Okay, so his x-rays are negative. So he's going to miss a little bit of time, I guess. Or maybe
day to day. They said day to day.
He's got a jammed finger? But this poor group, I mean, they can't. As soon as you saw that headline, you're like, damn. And even their manager came out and said, I ain't never seen anything like this. Everybody's hurt. Max Fried just went on the IL. He was on the IL earlier. This team has weathered some storm. So once they get in the postseason, let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they still. You think they'll actually make some moves or they're just going to say, we're going to ride this out?
I think they got to make moves. I think they have to.
I give my shovel to the Kansas City Royals. You know what? Listen, getting hit is part of the game. Everybody's not doing it on purpose. It was obvious that was a pitch that got away from the pitcher. Everybody's not trying to do it. And then Torey Lovallo tried to come out and explain, and then you want to get in his face. He came out to try to explain. He even explained after the game last night, no one's trying to hit Bobby Witt Jr. Why is it that every time somebody gets plunked, you think it's intentional? You got a guy who's not, I mean, his command was okay in the first place.
Yeah.
He didn't try to hit him. And if he tried to hit him and he hit him on the shoulder, he didn't throw at his head, didn't throw at his knees. Hit by pitch is part of the game.
If the manager comes out and talks the way that he did, like, hey, he's like, I love Bobby Witt. I don't want
to
see him out of the
game.
He
tried to talk to him in the game, Sal Perez wanted to fight him.
Yeah.
Try to get in his face. Yeah. Dude, I'm just coming out here to try to explain. He gets thrown out of the game and approached by Perez for just trying. Look, man, we're not trying to hit the dude.
I get it, man. Like, it's it is funny, though, too, like, to look at a situation like that, because I really appreciate it. Like, you know, they, what was it, Mr. Baseball, when Tom Selleck went over and the Japanese would tip their cap if they didn't mean to hit you? And he was going to the first base, like, tip your cap, and it starts a fight. But, like, I like when guys acknowledge, like, hey, man, I didn't mean to do that. Not when the Yankees are laughing in the damn dugout after Kiersted gets hit in the head. Silent J. By the way, we should give another shovel.
That was the worst I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
The Kiersted one.
We should give a shovel to Ed Norris.
Why?
Because you couldn't remember Jay Glazer.
You didn't.
I didn't know your story. I wasn't
Your friend
there.
Knew.
Yeah, Gary knew.
Well, Gary knew immediately what I was talking about. How come you didn't?
Gary also knew to tell you to lay off the gummies.
Man.
Whee!
Did he say meh?
Who knows what he's saying now? Guy's in his spaceship.
And you're sitting next to me.
I'm jealous. What are you talking about?
Meh.
Meh.
Let's go out to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Happy Taco Tuesday to you too, man.
Will the Orioles trade for a starter or bullpen help or both? And you guys have a wonderful Taco Tuesday.
You too.
I think both. I think they make a move, even if it's a mid-level starter, if the thing doesn't work out with Scooble. I think they're adding bullpen pieces. I think they do both. Anyone else? Just me?
No, I think you're. I mean, well, yes, I like both. I just don't know if they're going to get it done because it's getting really close to the deadline. Was it next Wednesday?
It's on a Tuesday.
Is it?
Yeah, I think the deadline's Tuesday at 4 usually. Am I wrong on that? Noon? Oh, it's noon.
Noon. Is it 30th or 31st?
30th. It's the 30th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to pull back the curtain in a second since we got a couple of minutes. Remember on Sunday, I put a note in our group text. I said, in the rare occasion that I forget about a guest, let me put a reminder in here so that I won't forget.
You forgot.
We all did. I put it in a group text.
Hey, it ain't my fault. You booked him.
It's supposed to be Rockabaco at 8 today.
Did he text you?
Remember I put it there? You remember that, Ed? I put it there.
I knew I was forgetting something.
I said, let me put it here. For the rare occasion, I put rare cap, all caps, for the rare occasion that I forget about a guest.
Yes. You did make a joke about that, yeah. Because you forget about everything.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah. It's amazing when you remember something that's so just out there and random. You know what I mean? Like, you'd probably be good on a trivia team because you know some stupid, you know what I'm saying?
I am good on trivia teams.
I bet you would be.
I am. I'm a trivia team free agent. I just jump to team to team sometimes.
And it's weird because, like, what I'm saying to Rob is his memory is a doo-doo about things that he's supposed to remember. But the things he doesn't need to remember, he remembers. Like, what year did that song come out? Is it 82? Yes, it's 82. Stupid. But I'm glad you peeled back the curtain. There's a lot of things people should see behind the scenes.
You peel back the curtain. Pull back the curtain.
You peel it back.
An onion. Let me peel back the curtain. Layer by layer. This layer. That layer. I'm to the core of the curtain.
Let me pull this orange. Shut up, Ed.
Whee!
This is wrong. You know what's funny?
What?
I wish she was listening to the show. Yeah. She just doesn't believe a word of this.
Somebody asked
me. I knew he was texting her because he had that.
You know when you're complete innocent? Like, this happened. I was in immense pain. I overdid it because I couldn't walk.
Joe, can
and
you
I'm being accused
that?
Of all kinds of different things.
I thought he was going to put it. I thought he was put his thumb through the phone.
You just did what somebody asked me. I was talking about a really bad beat I had gambling. He said, how do you react during that? I'm talking about like a really bad beat that we talked about yesterday. And I said, it's weird because I'm one of those guys when, like, especially with gambling, I laugh. It's like that nervous
That's
laugh
how
and
I get.
And that's what you just did. You're like, yeah.
Well, because it's so stupid. Yeah. I mean, I'm being accused of the stupidest stuff ever. I can't even, I'm embarrassed to even tell you guys. I'll tell you everything. I'm embarrassed to tell you this. It's so stupid.
You told me this morning. You don't remember?
No.
Is that laugh?
I didn't tell you anything. I just told you. I told you what happened.
No, told me on the phone.
Yes, that's what I mean. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, no, this is much worse.
Oh.
Yeah, what Celeste is accusing me of is just fantastic. It's just fantastic.
Public consumption. Well, at least you're having fun today, Ed.
Oh, well, thank God. You know what? As much as I hate to say this, thank God for you two. Because I would really be suffering if not for you guys. This is just the dumbest argument I've ever had.
Thank you, Rob.
I ain't going to be thanked by you. I take Ed's thank. I don't want to be thanked by you.
Being married is just like, who thought
I love
of
it so much I did it twice.
I've done it three times.
Well, you like it,
I'm
too.
I'm not getting any better at it. It's like the arguments are the same. It's like,
I'm just going to sip my coffee.
Oh, man.
One, two, three. One. Over here, one. That's it.
Well, you don't like it as much as I do.
There'll be no take two.
Ed, let me put another smile on your face.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers just showed up for Jets camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he in uniform or was he in his, like his, you know, backpack and
I think he's wearing
jorts.
Are those flip flops or sandals or something?
No,
or
is that probably UFOs.
Yeah. How good is Team USA men's basketball team? We'll talk about that at 9:15. But on the other side, Mike Bordick joins us. Let's see what he thinks about getting James Paxton. It's James Paxton, right?
Yeah, Big Maple.
Yeah.
Does he look like one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the league?
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. One of the hosts of Baltimore Baseball Tonight, Bordy. Mike Bordick, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Rob. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Mike, it's just good to get back to baseball. I hate days off now, man. I know the players need it, and I'm happy for them, but I hate it. One of the questions that we've been faced with is the Dodgers just DFA'd James Paxton. And a lot of Oriole fans are wondering if he passes through waivers, is that something that the Orioles want to do? Jeremy and I said, hell no. Just to give you his numbers in case you haven't looked at him, 4.43 ERA. His whip is almost 1.5 an inning. 89 strikeouts with 89 innings with 64 strikeouts, which, by the way, is not a Mike Elias and Sigma Bell thing. And he leads the league with 48 walks.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not good, but he's had success in the past. I don't know that you should discount anybody. I think the Orioles have really done a good job at all the guys they brought in, it seems. And, you know, taught them a better pitch sequence. I think just pitching at Camden Yards is beneficial for any pitcher. So I don't know that Paxton should be, you know, off the table. I really think they need a lefty, too. And I don't know.
That has to be Mike Bordick's worst take ever.
Not only do I think he's off the table, he's in the trash.
Yeah, what kind of take is that by Mike Bordick? That's got to be his worst take ever.
I understand what you're saying. I know is the Orioles need pitching. They need depth.
Well, you go pitch then.
More arms.
I've seen you throw BP. You got a good arm.
If there's a freebie out there, they got to take a chance and just see how far they can go with it.
Well, aside from that, what would be your number one, if they could actually make some kind of deal right now with all the embarrassing riches we do have in the minor league? Again, I got to say, if somebody accused me, do you play for the Orioles?
Yeah.
No, I keep saying we. Yeah. No, well, me and Mike did. You know, me and Mike, we're both Mets and Orioles. Who would you pick up right now if you could?
You mean like a starter or a reliever?
Yes,
or
yes.
A starter, name? Yeah, I think a starter is really important. Because I think getting into the postseason, you're going to need, three consistent arms. And I think they need that kind of depth going in the postseason. But I also put stock into another arm in the back end, too. I know we're going to be getting, some pitchers back here in September. But I just think one more starter and a bullpen arm is the priority. And I think everybody kind of realizes that. But I think probably every team needs just that as well. I mean, they're all scammering for depth. And I don't think, Paxton will get picked up. I don't think he's just going to sit there and collect rust.
Yeah.
Everybody needs help with arms.
The interesting thing I heard about the Tigers scouting AAA here.
And Skubal.
Yeah, talking about Tarik Skubal. I'm assuming, I don't think they want Jack Flaherty back, but that's just my assumption. Maybe they would if the Skubal thing doesn't work out. But they were saying that the Orioles have basically a player for every single position you could want on the field, except, and there are some pitchers. But, we talked about it last week with you, Mike. Like, what are you willing to give up? And if they miss out on the Tarik Skubal trade, I mean, do you want to see him go for a couple mid-level pitchers or something that's not going to cost as much? Because I don't know that there's the names out there that you really want. And the Garrett Crochet thing scares me just because of his innings.
No, I agree. There may be – I know there have been a lot of names thrown around here, and I think there's still just – it's a big mystery of who's going to be getting in and who's going to be getting out. And I think there may be, like, some sleepers that you think, well, we don't have any kind of chance at that, that the Orioles might be able to land. And I'm thinking about, some of the Blue Jays' arms and – that could potentially help here.
Yeah.
And I know within the division it's kind of, taboo, but it could possibly happen. Listen, I think they need to go make a blockbuster and just make a big splash and let's run with this thing. Because if this slips away, you just don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
About the future,
you know
what I mean? And this is a great opportunity to kind of spread your wings a little bit and let everybody know, absolutely, we are here. I know we've made a mark and everybody knows that it's a young team, but get over the hump and make a run at a dynasty. I mean, let's go.
Mike Bordick, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike, you know what scares me? Talking about the trade market, I think it got a little bit more crowded because Boston is struggling right now, big time.
Mm-hmm.
And the wild card race, they're in it. I mean, they're right in the thick of things, and they're good enough to be in it. They're, two games back of Kansas City right now, who, by the way, don't let those guys in the postseason. I think Boston wants to be players of this thing, and I think they're going to make the trade market a little bit muddy as well, because I think they just threw their hat in it, their name in the hat.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, though, Rob. I think the Red Sox have been the biggest overachieving team. I know I talked about them last week as look out for the Red Sox, but my gosh, every guy out there has overachieved. It's really unbelievable, and I personally don't think their pitching is going to hold up. And I think the Red Sox know. They went into the rebuild kind of mode to try to clear guys out and open up some spaces and things like that. And next thing you know, everybody out there, you know, starts playing the best baseball of their career.
But don't you think that makes them part of the trade market? The fact that I agree with you, their pitch is not going to hold up, but right. Anything can happen in the postseason.
No, I hear you, but I don't know that the Red Sox are going to be dumping money in and trying to lose players to try to compete in the postseason. I think a lot of teams that are on the bubble have to be realistic, and I understand and appreciate the idea of just taking your chance. Well, it isn't that easy, just rolling the dice. Yeah. We can all say that you roll your dice in the postseason, but my gosh, there are so many top level teams. There ain't no way these guys are going to get by them, I don't think.
Yeah, the Cubs also said real quick that, you know, if they don't go on an unbelievable win streak here in the next week, that they're sellers as well. And I think
done.
To what Mike's saying, more teams should look in the mirror and go, who are we?
Yeah, really? Do you think, because last year, two wild card teams.
Yeah, I mean,
went to the World Series.
Two teams that got hot at the end.
Yes, they got hot at the end. They didn't win their divisions, but they went to the World Series. Is this what's in everybody's mind?
I think so.
They're all hanging on.
I think so.
Yeah, but that Texas Rangers roster, are you kidding me? Talk about a team that underachieved. They had some of the best players in baseball. They went out and got pitching. They made big deals at the trade deadline.
They did get pitching.
And it got them over the hump. Yeah. That's how they were able to push through, right? But they have superstar players. That team.
Yeah.
You know, the Red Sox don't have superstar players. They have overachieving, you know, good players that are, you know, keeping the Red Sox fans engaged. But some, like Duran's not a young superstar in this game. He's a fighting, scraping, clawing, big league guy that's having probably the best year he's ever going to have in his career, I think.
You might be right on that, too. The other thing to kind of support what Mike's talking about, if you looked at the BABIP, of the Red Sox, it's in their favor. Like, their batting average of balls in play, like, they're hitting them where they ain't. So some people would say as much as they're doing, they're getting very lucky.
Yeah.
Mike, I think it's really interesting the teams you talked about, because I think Toronto could do a ton. I think Texas could do a ton for teams out there if they want to be sellers. It's just weird, as Ed pointed out, with the extra wild card, it's like teams want to stay in it.
Yeah, the number two wild card and the number three wild card were in the World Series last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. And I personally, I think it's good for the game. It just makes it a lot harder for a guy like Mike Elias to make a big deal for the Orioles.
Absolutely.
Mike, when are you back on Baltimore baseball tonight?
Next week. Next week I'll be on, man.
Good.
About time they put your ass to work, man. You've been taking time off.
Slumming around.
Yeah.
I know, man. You guys wouldn't believe where I am right now. Even though it's raining, I came up to Maine to help a couple buddies out with a camp. And nice. It's cooler up here right now. Good place to be.
I hope they paid you.
No attention.
I do too. I guess I'll find out in a couple of days.
Mike's the best.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, man. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, it's the wild card races. Like, you got Pittsburgh still in it in the National League. You have the Padres in the National League. The Diamondbacks only game back. Jeremy, you said, you and Mike said real quick, that they got to ask, who are we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if the Braves ask themselves that right now, who are they? They're number one in the wild card, but who are they right now?
Yeah, look, if their pitching holds up, they can still keep themselves in games and still have a chance. But yeah, you're right. I wonder what kind of moves they're going to make. Michael Harris Jr. will be back. Ozzie Albies will be back. But they got to make this stretch run without him. As I mentioned, Max Fried just went on the IL. And, you know, I was talking to somebody about Texas, and they were saying Texas is a team that has so much money invested in these guys.
I don't think they're going to sell.
That they might not sell.
And right now, even if the Braves get in, they're not better than the Phillies. They're not better than the Dodgers.
Phillies are good.
You don't have to be better than the Dodgers to beat them in the postseason, though.
Like, I look at the Phillies. What's your bet again?
It's 500.
Yeah.
No, for what?
That the Dodgers don't get to the World Series. No. They don't win the World Series.
And you're on that side of it.
They don't win the World Series, yeah.
Hold on, I thought you had a specific team, no?
No, I said the Dodgers not. I had the field.
It was the Dodgers.
I know. Yeah. I have the Dodgers, but yeah. I thought he had the Phillies.
No, I didn't.
No, he just
I never had the Phillies. I didn't think the Phillies would be this good.
Yeah, no, he just said we did it at the beginning of the season.
We did it at the beginning of the season.
No, I'm willing to take whatever bet you think we did.
I definitely didn't say
Phillies.
But I'd
like to have somebody go back and listen to all of our shows.
I think you said the Marlins win the series.
That's what I had.
Yeah.
No, I said the Dodgers won't get to the World Series. You said, absolutely. We bet $500.
A's and the Marlins. That was it.
The A's and Marlins is what I had?
Yes.
How good is Team USA men's basketball team? Talk about lucky. We'll talk about that at 9:15. But on the other side, Jim Bowden says that Elias and the O's front office are not under pressure as we head to the deadline. Not under pressure. Do you agree? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.